which is apostate Protestantism, and you have the beast of Catholicism, and then you have the dragon power, the beast, the dragon, and the false prophet. These 10 kings are the dragon power. Testimonies to Ministers, page 38, says this: kings and rulers and governors have placed upon themselves the brand of Antichrist and are represented as the dragon who goes to make war with the saints, with those who keep the commandments of God and who have the faith of Jesus. In their enmity against the people of God, they show themselves guilty also of the choice of Barabbas instead of Christ. So the kings, governor, and rulers are the dragon power, and these kings, these 10 horns of Revelation 17, are going to rule for 1 hour. They're going to give their power and strength to the beast. They're going to rule with the papacy for a short period of time at the end of the world, but they're going to come to an end as Zeb did in the story of Gideon. Revelation 19, 17 through 21 says this, and if you remember, in the story of Gideon, Zeb is destroyed at the wine press of Zeb. Revelation 19, 17 through 21. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that you may eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth. And all the fowls were filled with the flesh. Revelation 19, 17 to 21. In Bible Seventh-day Adventist Bible Commentary, Volume 4, page 1169, it says this: we have come to a time when God's sacred work is represented by the feet of the image in which the iron was mixed with miry clay. God has a people, a chosen people, whose discernment must be sanctified, who must not become unholy by laying upon the foundation wood, hay, and stubble. Every soul who is loyal to the commandments of God will see that the distinguishing feature of our faith is the seventh-day Sabbath. If the government would honor the Sabbath as God has commanded, it would stand in the strength of God and in defense of the faith once delivered to the saints. But statesmen will uphold the spurious Sabbath and will mingle their religious faith with the observance of this child of the papacy, placing it above the Sabbath, which the Lord has